Good morning. It's the Madeline Brand Show. I'm David Wright of ABC News filling in. Coming up, a widely known figure in Scientology blasts the church's leader and its fundraising practices. But first, Iowa. The first contest in the GOP presidential race took place last night, and already it's shaking up the field.
Game on. There's nobody else that have people like you working hard and enthusiastic and believe in something.
All three of us will be campaigning very hard to make sure that we restore the heart and soul of the entire nation.
Drowned in negativity, avalanche of negative ads. Massachusetts moderate, stunningly dangerous.
I've decided to return to Texas.
The people of Iowa have spoken.
You have taken the first step of taking back this country.
Long journey to take our country back.
To take this country forward.
We're going to change the White
Changing
House.
Changing Washington.
To get America back on track.
We have two guests to talk about Iowa. First, Christina Bellatoni. She is the political editor for the PBS NewsHour in Washington, D.C. Christina,
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good. So what was it, 8 votes separating Santorum and Romney?
Yeah, although apparently the Romney campaign is just saying now that they've talked to state officials who say it's actually 14 votes.
So, ooh, you know, that makes all difference. The difference,
yeah. And it kills all the 8 is enough headlines, unfortunately.
A surprisingly close finish, especially given that Santorum came from nowhere, really, a couple of weeks ago. Meanwhile, Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann, the first big casualty, announcing a few moments ago that she's suspending her campaign. Where do her supporters go?
Well, I think a lot of her supporters are going to go to Rick Santorum. I mean, this is someone who, you know, they have a lot in common. When she was campaigning in Iowa, a lot of times you'd have voters come up to her, and this happened to me multiple times when I was with her in Iowa, and they'd say, oh, well, I really like Rick Santorum. And she'd say, yeah, Rick's a good guy, too. He's got a good record. You know, they were very similar on policy and sort of the types of people they were reaching out to culturally and demographically. So that's where I think a lot of her supporters go. Now, it was very interesting. She didn't give any indication of endorsing anyone, and actually even sounded a bit of a note of unity. You know, we must stand behind the standard bearer. I mean, that sounded like somebody that could actually back Mitt Romney. So maybe she really means it when she says she just wants to beat Barack Obama and it's not about conservative principles. So who knows? But I think that it's going to be an interesting contest ahead, whatever her supporters decide to do.
Meanwhile, Texas Governor Rick Perry suggesting last night he was headed back to Texas to reassess, but tweeting this morning that here we come, South Carolina. So presumably he's in, but isn't he forgetting New Hampshire?
Yeah, I mean, he was always planning to go straight to South Carolina. That's where he has far more appeal. He's got a little bit of organization there and is fairly strong. And, you know, New Hampshire, he was, you know, I think it's single digits in the polls. And then, of course, if you don't compete there, then you don't really have to have the concern about coming in second or third or fifth to Mitt Romney, who has a strong lead in New Hampshire. But, you know, I will caution that tweet, we might be reading a little too much into it. It does appear that's what he's doing. But as his spokesman told reporters earlier, you know, they can't really control him. He runs his Twitter feed himself, and, you know, they're checking in on what that really means. He never said he was dropping out. He just said he was going to go home to rest.
So maybe, even his staff is reading the tea leaves from his Twitter feed?
Yeah, exactly.
My goodness. Well, let's look ahead to New Hampshire. That is the next contest coming up, the New Hampshire primary, first in the nation, next Tuesday. Romney, seen as a favored son there, although he's a son of the state next door. What about Santorum? Can he keep the momentum up?
It's possible. I think he really is going to need some big money to make that happen for sure. You know, he really didn't have any organization. He didn't have any real structure. He has very few staffers. So I think it's going to be real difficult for him, especially when you've got, you know, Romney's full force is going to be out in New Hampshire. And I think that you're going to start seeing more spending on the Gingrich side. So I don't have real high expectations for Santorum at this point.
And Ron Paul, last night, third place, buoyed by young voters. What are his prospects in the Granite State?
Well, and this is something interesting. We always sort of forget about Ron Paul in every case. You know, here he came in, you know, a pretty close third. He had a strong coalition of support, not to mention getting a lot of new caucusers out to the precinct locations. He has been solidly in second place in New Hampshire for a long time. I saw him campaign up there multiple times over the fall, and he has a lot of support, pretty broad coalition there, too. And then at the same time, you also have this issue where he attracts anti-war people, libertarians, but also these fiscal conservatives. And
the independent voters.
Yeah, it's a very odd coalition. I think you're going to see him get a lot more scrutiny. In fact, John Huntsman attacked Ron Paul in an email today that he sent out to his supporter list. But I do not expect him to play at all in South Carolina. So it's probably an area where Ron Paul's going to get a few delegates, but I don't see how he's able to capture the nomination.
You mentioned Huntsman. He was very much an also-ran in Iowa, didn't really compete there. He has focused pretty much, as you've suggested, Perry's going to do in South Carolina, bypassing New Hampshire. He's focused on New Hampshire bypassing Iowa. Can we expect a surge from him, or is he dead in the water?
I hesitate to ever say anyone is dead in the water. You just never know. And you're going to have, you know, all of the candidates are going to get a little bit of earned media out of this debate. There's two debates, actually, over the weekend. So anything is possible.
All right. Christina Bellatoni, I know time is tight for you, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Have a great day. Stay
right.
Warm.
It's easy to do in California. Christina Bellatoni is senior political editor for the PBS NewsHour.